moon. Do you know? Do you get? So this story would have been featuring, showing you how powerful Jagu Jagu is. Then the other boy would have been growing up, learning charms. Mm-hmm. You get now? So now, when they end up killing the students from this, their scholarship student, now that first class student, when you go die for Jagu Jagu one, when they end up killing him, is that time that other boy goes and enlists in Jagu Jagu's war school. So he is familiar with the story of how they killed a boy from this village.
Uh-huh.
The episode is beginning to build. So you know Jagu Jagu is a destroyer on his own.
On his own.
So now when the war starts, he participates in the war. He destroys this village for Jagu Jagu. They now tell you Jagu Jagu does not just fight armies. He destroys villages. And also conquers shrines. Like, the episode begins to make sense. So he too now understands that Miss Maoga, when they learn under, he's all powerful, he's strong. But what makes him a formidable person over his boss is the fact that he remembers that his boss was the one who killed his father. That's at the end, though. So normally he would have been afraid to confront his boss. But when the realization hits him that this is the guy you've been training all your life to kill, was the reason why you even came to this school in the first place. He's the one that also killed your father. He has an extra morale.
Morale to kill.
That is that extra, because on a normal day, he's not on the same level with the Jagu Jagu guy.
At all.
So, you know, heroes are not always on the same level with the bad guy. Something extra that pushes you. That would have been the extra that
underdog.
Pushed.
Now, he was the underdog.
He was the underdog. You know,
he's gonna be like a final, like a season final. Like,
they just give us
the
Jagu 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 stories.
Okay, teacher, I'm like, why you they call his name? He don't die.
See, you know what even vexed me? You know what even vexed me? Now, this Jagu Jagu guy had all the hype. Like, in the movie, they still hype him. He tried. The guy, the consulting. But Ogun Dijabi, what's his name? The guy that talks to the trees. Because your babe tell you, say, okay, this guy has been using me up and down, this and that and that and that and that. The next day, you just have enough morale to come to.
No, it's because
the personality they built was not properly built.
No.
See, okay, wait.
Forget that morale still didn't ginger him enough. What even ginger him to the extreme was when the Ogedichie was making boasts and then I was like,
me that destroyed you, everybody.
I destroyed the wood craver.
Yes,
that's
now.
When he kicked like, you killed my father.
I know that was the final boss, but you don't get me. The fact that he's been dying gave him enough morale to come outside and even shout. If he was planning a coup, like, oh, I heard something, like, last time my babe died. Those kind of silent move. But you just came outside and you challenged someone that had so much. No, they didn't build up the character proper. No. That Jagu Jagu guy.
Love does things to you, my dear.
My sister. She means you don't watch 300 Spartan. No, wait now. Spartans, yeah, people trained to die. They smile, they die. But when they heard the war might of the guy that was coming to fight them, they knew his armies. They told him that the guy's arrow covers the sun. The guy doesn't have a fight, oh. The emperor, the king does not know how to fight, oh. What's his name again? I forgot his name.
Xerxes.
He doesn't even know how to lift a sword. But when you are hearing stories, someone that can devour an entire civilization, your mind go there. They were so afraid that, not like Spartans were afraid, but they knew that this person was not in their league to the extent that they couldn't even get close to him. The only thing that made the story sweet was that when the Spartan king was going to die, he was able to bleed him. Everybody thought that man does not bleed. That was the mentality, to tell you how much they painted a guy that could not fight. They painted him to the extent that they told everybody that he doesn't bleed, he's a god. When they now made him bleed, that was when they were like, oh, this guy can bleed now. That's how Jagu Jagu is supposed to be. You're not supposed to feel confused. Okay, your babe died. You just get more.
No,
your mash goes.
No,
oh, yeah.
The reason why he was close to him was because he had a personal relationship with the daughter. Then it was actually when. No, I'm not still finishing now.
Going to that palace, just save your wife.
Like,
one of
the things. But what?
Jagu Jagu, guys.
That was no way. It was when.
But you know.
You know, they gave him an advice to kill Jagu Jagu before. To kill this.
Out of jealousy.
The guy is being.
But whatever he was doing, he was even making his armies like love this more.
Wait,
like,
calm down. Let me get to the story. So now, you see where this rice story now. So they send us to that one.
First class guy.
They fed the spirits now to go and
kill the wife so that both of them will be single.
Almost, I'll be bad.
No. Picking of vulture, no, they die.
say vulture picking. Because the vulture will show power. Vulture, not the You're like, a bat eats from the mouth and stools from the mouth. Come outside. The ancestors, they look at it, they call out the bullet. Then they look at it. They waste
like
bullet.
This. Like this.
She was wasting bullets.
Yes, so it was nice. That part now. But wait, how does that story now link to... Okay, yeah, it links.
Yeah, it links. The guy comes, rescues the woman.
Rescues the woman now. Mm. Now he's now on par
with the warrior.
Oginji now acknowledges that there's
a guy, that guy is a good, he's a bright student. He's a bright student. That one works.
No, but when he hated that guy was...
When he got from the coffin.
No, not that coffin. When he did that arrow thing.
Yeah, that arrow thing. Nobody had ever done it. That's when he knew that this guy...
There's a check. This guy will take over my position after the juju and everything I have done.
This is beginning to look like one movie.
Now, book of many stories.
We should have just focused because this one on his own is an entire story.
Now, book of many stories.
If it was like, Jagu Jagu the Warrior series, it makes sense.
On Jagu Jagu the series, see, that made a lot of money. Short, 20 minutes.
That's a big Sandman clip.
We'll get to Sandman
series.
Sandman the series, yes. Imagine they made Sandman a movie. This is a big
Sandman the series, yes.
That's Sandman the series. It was different stories, how they gave birth to him, how he came to the world, like everything.
Yes, now.
Into a movie.
Into a series, so it's like different episodes, and it clicks, like one episode is going to the other. Imagine they made it a movie.
Well, Jagu Jagu is a good watch if you're bored.
No, if you're bored. Okay, no, but calm down.
And you want to run comment you on the video. It's a good watch.
People didn't cry for this movie.
Actually. Was it the part Agemon was done?
People didn't cry for this movie.
It took Agemon how many swipes to actually just swipe. Love makes you do stupid things. So. Agemon went into military encampment, swipe everybody under 30 seconds, come outside like that angel when they send go Egypt. You reach one guy now. If they do swipe, you go back again.
You know, the last time when the guy said, even such, Jagu Jagu should send a remote to my kid, like, no, don't say such. No, she was like, don't, because really? She knows
that. Like, if they say, no, I won't.
I'll kill you, really.
But she just say she got kill him because of the control her spirit.
Yeah.
But she no want make it be.
So she they try resist.
She know that her time is up. So it's rather she dies than the guy dying because the guy is the savior of the world.
You know what I've hit on that particular scene when Agumon was dying. You know that Stanley Okereke's soundtrack in Hollywood now.
I hate you.
So people cried.
Finish the song.
Okay, wait. So just to encapsulate the whole story, so there's that story, there's this one, and then that is how he saves that one. They just make it a complete story. They now send him on a first quest. No, that was his first quest.
That was his first solo mission. You know, they gave him
the first one was to fight his father till death.
The godfather. Oh, yeah, his godfather. Yeah, yeah, that other guy. He killed him, he killed him.
No, man was. Hadu.
But that fight itself was fishy, kind of.
No, but you know that was
disappeared.
He gave him that. He gave him that stuff.
Yes, but he disappeared. But he gave him that stuff. Then when it was time to support myself, I don't get power again.
I was only thinking maybe at this point of the fight, that guy and this one will now revolt. That would have made a serious story. They would have revolted.
They could have played it like that too. The first quest would have been him sleeping on the coffin, then the tremors, however, I don't know what to make them bring that idea. I was not going to that coffin too. We'll come back to that. We'll come back to that coffin. There's something I want to say. There's something.
No, stop it's not that. Something. Something.
There are things about that coffin. We'll come back. But I was just thinking, the coffin thing comes first. Then the second quest would have been go to this village, destroy everybody.
The
third quest would have now been
let him go and destroy these people.
Then how would Agemo kill him?
Agemo would not have killed him.
That's where I'm going to. The second quest would have been Agemo coming to kill him, and then
Agemo can kill him after he comes from the water now.
It won't make sense. That's what leads him to revolt. And try and do a hidden move. That hidden move conspiracy is what the Jagu Jagu sees in his calabash. I'm like, so this guy is planning a revolt. Okay, for me to take him out finally without me being unfair, he's going to fight his godfather. At the final quest. When he's fighting his godfather, you'll be thinking, who's going to die? Godfather or instead of his godfather dying, they just revolt.
Start
a revolt. Now, that one now even gives you enough morale to revolt because I was telling you now, how would you just because you're being dying, just get God? So now that your godfather is with you and he is the second most strongest, third most strongest person.
Second,
you have the second most stronger person backing you, plus yourself. When that one dies,
your father takes up the throne.
Plus all that has been done to you, like your village. Babe. Just go out to your village. Plus your babe dying and everything. Both of you can now revolt and say, we say no to this rubbish. Then Jagu Jagu now comes in and says, you, who are you to say no? Me that I killed those woodmakers. That now doubles the morale, like you killed my people.
Then you go kill them. If I write your people with your story, Jagu Jagu, really.
No, they for really, really sit down. Before you release your movie, that would have been expensive.
Let's do CamCut and turn into a series.
CamCut. This one will be already CamCut.
Why CamCut? You are not making your own.
The Lagos version.
No, but honestly, this one would have been better as a series.
As a series, actually, it would have been.
Because the ending was trying to be a part two. So that one should have been like, okay, season two.
Even the series would have been sweet because that would have not been the end of the story. Most definitely, Jagu Jagu saw too for grow for my series when I for act. If in song for not be that small boy, it would have been someone too that knows moves. The revenge for not end
not
now.
Not a small boy, yo. He's not big.
Never shop a shoe. Never shop anything.
At that age,
he too would have been following his father. So now that you've killed his father, you have a problem with revenge.
And that, he killed his father. Agemo was the reason his mother died.
Yeah, you see all the stories.
Agemo and Mama
But he would only find out later in the future.
His father sent his mother and her lover killed.
That's the grand finale. In his own season,
the new channel would have had a reason to kill
this guy
that killed Agemo, that killed Ogudiji, because he was the one that killed his mother
and killed his father.
And killed his father as revenge. Season two.
Plot twist.
That would have been a very nice plot twist.
That would have been proper season two. So this would have been series.
But he would have learned. You see how that season would have ended? I have an end already for the season 7. He would have. On the last battle, when he discovers that he cannot kill this man, you know, that guy that killed his father and his mother, because most definitely he won't be able to kill him. But he learns a lesson from him that, see, this war we're fighting was long settled. I had an issue with your dad. He did this to your mom. Secret things that he didn't know about what his dad did to his mom.
Yeah.
Then he now finds out, oh, my dad is a bad person. You get
No. There's even a bigger plot twist than that. You know, his uncle. At the end, the uncle came to meet the wise one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, true. The uncle. The uncle takes him in.
Yes!
That uncle when gets... No, when get long hair, when come now from horse now, when we're not like... True, that uncle is dead.
Exos
Band,
they
said
the movie.
Is that the Exos Band?
Yes!
Tony Brown's
Exos
Band,
they said the movie. Oh, I even forgot about the uncle. It's true, the uncle can just...
The uncle takes
so there's a part two now. So they can just... The uncle takes the boy in.
Yeah,
brainwash, yes, now. Brainwash the boy.
That'll be
season 3. Season 1 and 2. This movie go to season 1 and 2. This movie, this book of Bible, book of Jagu story.
Jagu, the book of Bible stories.
Would have done season 1 and 2. Because it's like starting from when this other guy was growing up, learning all the charms, how he followed his father in hand. Because Nero was always mentioning, I did 7 oaths with you, I did 3 times. So we didn't know when he drew all those 7. We'll not see you. We'll not see when you do any oaths. I did 7 oaths. I joined with you, Iroko.
Forget that.
Story.
Calm down. Now, let us drive back
to the coffin. Hi! Lord, you are wicked.
See,
I thought we're letting go.
See, the coffin sank underwater.
No, forget that one. You're too forward.
The science was not science.
No, you're too forward. Calm
How
down.
Does wood sink?
No,
something is inside.
The weight.
And water will have been entering, sipping into the wood.
No, when they place the wood,
you guys are going too far.
Allow me to finish this coffin thing before they think that I don't know what I'm saying.
Going too far.
The space where water was supposed to sip in was still top.
No, before water. Before water.
When
you were in the coffin. When you were in the palace, you were in the coffin.
Yeah.
For 3 good days.
You know, shop. You know, drink water. Never brush. They only brush.
They do like this, they talk.
He's there with the coffin, huh? The coffin, you know one thing. No, trees go closer, according to the movie, trees go closer to you when they are on land. Like when they touch grass. Like you might say touch grass. When you touch grass, trees go closer to you. Once you lift that tree, put down for water, the communication gap will be different. When he was in the palace, he and the tree they chill normally. The girl came to me. He said, "I'm healed and healthy. I'm good. I'm
now why they push us?
I'm in my people. Now I come and say, oh no, tree not supposed to touch ground because it's coffee
to
that
they
tree.
Give extras to it.
No, I didn't explain. You said the guy not their life now to tell us what it means. So, but I tried.
No, he survived.
Okay, survived.
He's
but now they throw him inside water. He didn't talk to that fucking tire.
When he was calling all those tree names,
we didn't know now the name of the tree. Gone.
But I want to ask a question. When he was on land, he was talking to the tree.
You know, as you say, Alpha, what the okay, no, I saw guys
no,
in the chat.
No,
one
down,
out of our
no,
guys.
Can
just like, bro.
No.
Bro, day one, bro,
he
day
had,
two.
He had, like, obviously, before you could even say you're talking to the tree,
coffin,
you have to know his name.
Most definitely. That's what you've established from all the trees you've been talking to.
So you're talking to this particular one when you're on land. And he's hearing you because you know his name. All of a sudden, in water, you don't know whose name again.
Get the point. It's what I'm trying to tell you now, that guys can be with their fellow guys.
On
land. Wait first now. For a good 3 days, you'll be doing, bro, what's good,
man? He didn't know his name. And he was talking to the coffin.
The coffin is the guy.
That's showing that he wasn't even using the coffin.
To chill.
And he was just normally there, heel and healthy, because that guy, man.
That's one line. On my own line, where the coffin is the guy, and he is the guy, and they were chilling for 3 days, saying,
No.
Take my own part seems more logical.
No.
The coffin is a guy. He too is a guy. When both guys meet, 3 days, we don't know our name. We're like, I got a fan. I'm a G. What's
good?
No,
he had to know the name.
Was when they threw me out, I was like,
yeah. He had to know the name before he could talk to that coffin. You can't tell me shit.
If the tree is female, yes, you have to know the name.
No.
I'm telling you these things based on what this guy told.
I know Jay.
I know this coffin was. I read it from both of you.
But the guy, okay, so wait. How much, how far, how long does it take for you to fill up that cup thing with water? Because, that one is not what bust my head. In fact, let me show, I don't have to tell you what.
Why did you enter that part?
I will show you the part. The part that made me almost cry. I almost cried.
This part. No. Never
yeah, they don't need fight for you now. The tram is like coughing before.
No, you never enter coughing.
Never enter coughing.
Go front. After you, all these people finish.
Yeah.
It's past you already. Oh, go front.
Still enter the coughing.
Now here with the coughing place. So,
okay.
Skip a little.
He's inside the coffin now.
Yeah, he's inside the coffin now.
No. It's not here. It's inside the river. Yeah. When he finally drowned, see, there was still space in the coffin. See where he's talking, though. There's space up there, see. See how he's going to drown now.
See where the coffin is.
Just see, there's still space inside.
It's slant now.
Oh, there's this means that the coffin is sinking.
See.
There's air inside and the coffin is sinking.
The coffin is sinking and there's air inside. Wait, guy, they defy physics. Law of physics. Now, see, he wants to drown. See, space, you will not take his head inside like this. Drown. Space to the fall. Bro, why? It has landed on the floor.
My favorite part is coming up.
See. He's going to drown out like that. He by himself, he took his head inside the water. Why are you crying?
But I was going to say, you trusted him now.
So with all your power, you cannot even jump inside the water.
I'll blow you for eye.
See, you drown now. Yeah, see.
He give up.
Okay, you tire to breathe.
Okay, actually, he pushed his head inside water.
So, where the space up there? Why you not?
Now the space is filling up. You are filling up the space.
Okay, now that you don't have the coffee, I'm
done. Where the camera for this? This is all this
everything. Actually, now what's for your camera?
Nah, I'm not for this.
Bad guy. But wait, they tried though. How did they make that water blast? They probably put dynamite. They tried.
Even normal free chemistry today, if you put this water now, it could just blow. See, we're not in the
book of Jabu Dagoon.
Bodija.